Or you just, you know, so not look at it. Not stare at it. Try not to look it directly in the vagina.
And we're recording, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
Do not stare directly into the vagina.
Bad advice for a gynecologist.
Yes, yes. Gynecologist, you should look. But everyone else, not so much.
It's mandatory that they do.
All right. Hello and welcome to Rolling 38 Tabletop Gaming Podcast. My name is Michael. I'm hanging out here with a bunch of nerds.
Nerds!
Yeah, ogre.
Let's go around the table and see who's here. We may have a hidden person. We'll see how that works out.
Starting she's no longer the nice nerd. She's the hidden nerd. She's the lurking nerd.
Ooh, the phantom nerd.
Start to the left. One person's chewing over here. Swallow.
Oh!
Can you tell us who you are?
That is not a nickname you need.
Yeah, swallowing. We're going to avoid swallowing nerds.
Not a nickname.
Yeah, we'll swallows at rollingnerdypodcast.com. Now she's spitting.
Yeah, but see, now you've directly made the analogy between the two.
I thought it was funny.
And who are you?
I'm Kitty.
What's going on with Kitty?
Oh, God. Kitty who swallows.
Lemonade.
Yeah, cool.
Anyway,
Just pour it.
Wow.
I've been playing some World of Warcraft.
Chucker.
You quit that.
Yeah.
Well, she's no longer AFK.
She's back off the wagon.
These are so cool.
It turns out Conan is an interesting game for about 2 weeks.
It's still in early development.
There's only so long you can.
Yeah, but I'm bored.
There's only so long you can stare at the dick physics.
Development. Believe me, I got a couple games that are in early development. I'm just like, I don't really want to play it too much because it's like I'll get to the end of the content and then.
Well, the dick physics gets old after a while, right?
You're like, I'll come back when there's boob physics.
That's right. Get the boob physics worked out.
There are boob physics and they jiggle just fine.
Oh, did they finally fish it?
No.
That was the latest patch.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gotta get right on this. Can't have non-jiggling boobs.
It's kind of counterproductive to what a boob does. If right. Your boob don't jiggle, you ain't right.
In general,
I didn't think the jiggling was the point
I've
of the method.
Okay. Never mind.
You told us several podcasts ago that you were going to be setting up a Twitch live stream. Is that ever done, or you just told us that as a tease and you're not ever going
to
do it?
I haven't gotten around
yeah,
to
haven't
it.
Gotten
I'm
around
really
to
good
it.
At procrastinating.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I do.
Danny, what's going on with you?
Horizon Zero Dawn. I won't steal all the thunder, but if you liked Far Cry Primal.
Yeah, go ahead.
It blows it completely out of the water. I'm only maybe 6 hours of gameplay into it, but it's a massively open world, post-apocalyptic. I mean, it's probably 2,000 years after mankind's been destroyed. Most of you have probably already played the game. Really good. I don't know enough about it.
You have
about
to own
to
a PS4.
Yeah, most people won't play it because they don't have a PS4.
No. Well, most people need to get a
like
PS4.
This person.
Like you guys need to get a PS4 so we could play
nope.
You know, stuff.
I had a PC or a PC4.
PC4.
PC Master Race.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
All right, Tractor Beam, what's going on with you?
What's going on with me? Let's see.
Also known as Christy.
Also known as Christy.
Yeah,
I feel better.
Good.
I am so happy I feel better.
Apparently the dog's happy you feel better also.
Yay, Harry loves me.
Are you going to bring up what day it is?
Oh, yeah. It's also GM Appreciation Day.
Okay, so.
We appreciate you.
We don't technically have a GM today, but anyway.
Well, but you're kind of our resident GM, so yeah, we appreciate you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Like, wait, every time I go to a con and, like we're all talking about stuff, and I'm like, yeah, we got a guy back home that prefers GM, and they're like, oh! They're like, we're so jealous! I'm like, ha ha! But
fighting over the sweet tart ropes things here.
They're so good.
Within 5 seconds of that bag being open,
wanna,
they're gone.
Okay, so I want to just cut it open and lick out the inside.
Just eat sweet tarts then.
That sounds unpleasant.
Were you finished, Christy?
No.
Tractor Beam.
No, it wasn't her fault this time.
No.
It was the sweet tarts.
Yeah, the sweet tarts derailed everything. Let's see, what have I been doing? I've been playing a lot of Terraria. And, like, curled up in a little ball in bed because I was sick. I don't think I can ever eat Sonic again, but it's not really their fault.
Did you get sick from Sonic?
I told you the onion rings were bad. Didn't I say that when we were going there? I'm like, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. We think, like, because, you know, they make their onion rings to order. We think we got a bad onion ring, batch of onion rings. And which made me feel even worse because, like, we, like, grabbed dinner and went to church because it was Ash Wednesday. And, like, I couldn't finish my onion rings. I kept offering them to people, and I'm glad now that they didn't take them.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't bad onion rings. Maybe it was just bad onion layers, because onions have layers.
Like ogres.
Like ogres. Mm-hmm.
And parfaits.
Everybody likes parfaits.
I'm done. I'm
cakes. Right.
Joseph. Cakes. Trek is love.
Joseph. Joseph at Rolling Nerdy Podcast.
Yes.
.com.
No G.
Because we're not gangster.
No G. I've been going through an old series, an old sci-fi show called Defiance.
It's not that old.
It's kind of, I mean, it's decently old.
It's a little old.
Yeah. It's like 5 years.
Yeah.
It's pretty old for TV.
Yeah, brought to you by Dodge Charger.
But, yeah, true. That is an awesome Dodge Charger.
Yeah. when the TV series came out, yeah, that was like all the time in the commercials. Mm-hmm. Was like, okay, and the commercials were done, like they were almost scenes out of the show, so it kind of blended.
But the one they used in the show with like the even know what it does, but like the electrical thing on the hood and everything, and it's all post-apocalyptic looking. It looks awesome.
Yep.
But anyways, I'd started watching the show when it first came on, but like that was when I was getting out of TV, and so now I can binge watch it, so it's much better now.
Those are better when you can binge watching.
Binge watching is awesome, except I was binge watching Vikings and came across a stretch that's missing 9 episodes on demand.
No. That's not good.
Like in the middle somewhere? Yeah. It's like, okay, you can see the beginning, you can see the end. If you want to see the middle, you gotta pay for it.
$3 an episode.
Oh, man.
Expenity charges.
That's rough.
So the first one's free and the last one's free.
Aren't they all
but then you gotta pay for the middle.
Yes.
Vikings?
Amazon Prime.
Maybe I'm not Amazon Prime.
Yeah, Prime. Ooh, check out Prime.
Okay.
I hate Prime.
Why?
Everything you want to watch on Prime, $4, $5.
Not everything. $3. Defiance is free.
Everything he wants to watch. She's like $3, $4, yeah. $5, $6.
Give it a little bit of time. It'll eventually go to free.
But this is also the most recent season. Is that going to be on Amazon now?
They usually wait. They got some lag before it goes free. Yeah. I know. I watched The Expanse, so I'm in that same boat because they're still running on TV, so I got to wait a little while for it to come on Prime. But
it'll get there
eventually. Yeah.
It's...
All right, so I'm going to join in on the Horizon Zero Dawn. I've played, I don't have much
y'all
of a life,
suck,
so I've played a lot.
I just want to say that.
What's that?
What, you know,
said y'all both suck.
Come on over and I'll let you play. Yeah, go ahead and come on over and you can play.
I might take you up on
that. That would be cool.
He's got multiple safe spots.
Start a Kickstarter campaign to get Joseph a PS4.
You know, I'd go in on that.
Now, the worst part is I don't want a PS4. I've got a very nice, very capable PC. They just need to release the game so I can actually play on that.
But the
PS4 port.
Yeah.
Find somebody who's made a port for PS4.
Yeah.
There you go. So Horizon Zero Dawn, you know, to add to what Danny was saying, the storyline is really compelling because you're in this future where you see buildings and things that are all in ruins, and the animals that are running around, you have regular animals, but you also have machines that are running around like animals. You have striders, which are like robotic horses that are running around, and if you get and if you get too close to them, then they start kicking and bucking. Eventually, you get to where you can override them and then be able to have control over them, ride them, stuff like that, and they'll help you out. So it's a blast all the way that they've created kind of these different machines and the way the machines interact. Really, really fascinating, and the mystery of how the machines came to be or where they're here. As someone who is playing from our time, I'm kind of wanting to see how that plays out. So, yeah, it's really cool.
Alrighty. And I have finished one of my checklists off my nerd card. I've finished all of the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit movies, which I have not watched all of them before.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I finally did that. They're really good.
You read the books, though, right?
I had read the
books. Oh, you were fine.
You already had your nerd credit. You already get credit.
Yeah, the movies don't count as nerd credit.
I might be about to lose my nerd card.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't like Tolkien's writing style.
No, I think he's a little, meaning a lot, on the wordy side.
He's very verbose.
Yep.
Stephen King. Same.
No, Stephen King,
is the same way.
Yeah, Stephen King stops at some point, and he just keeps going and going. Stephen King does not...
Not in the Dark Tower. He gave himself freedom just to keep writing.
Vince enters the room wearing a blue and gray Marvel t-shirt. The M is slightly smudged and canted to the left where the left-handed Japanese seamstress...
But that's at least about a character.
Okay.
No, Tolkien will talk about a... Tolkien talks about a tree.
If we're going to talk about people doing this, the king of this is George R.R. Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, he's fabulous.
He can write chapters about nothing.
Yeah.
I remember, the only part...
That's the reason why he has to kill off people. He's tired of writing.
The
like
only
that.
Parts of Tolkien I haven't even read, but when I was still rooming with Alicia in college, I was doing, I think it was like some kind of art homework or a final or something, and she was reading The Hobbit, and she's like, "Christy, can I read aloud to you?" I'm like, "Sure." And for 20 minutes, I was like, "Is he still talking about pipeweed?" And then 30 minutes later, he's still talking about pipeweed.
Well, one of my friends read the last book, Return of the King. He said he read it by he'd skip ahead several pages and just check to make sure the hobbits were still walking. And then he'd skip ahead a bunch of pages, and they're still walking. And then he'd skip ahead a bunch of pages. Oh, wait, something else is happening. And then he'd read that. Yeah, go back a few, and then he'd start from there, and then he'd skip to where they were.
He was checking the theory from Clerks 2 between the fight between Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. And he described it. And they're walking.
What's the trilogy?
Yeah.
The what is it?
How It Should Have Ended. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, I love How It Should Have Ended.
For Lord of the Rings, they basically have the eagles fly over and drop the hobbit into the volcano with the ring. And
that is how it's done. I asked myself that in the books.
Me too, yeah.
When I was reading the books, I'm like, they have eagles.
Yeah. Seems like that'd be, you know, the eagles can fly you anywhere else. They can even have an army of eagles come out and fight. They just can't deliver a hobbit with a ring.
The eagles was named Deus Machina, wasn't it?
Did they name them? Did they name it that? I know that was basically what they were, but
yeah, it was a joke.
At least in the books, though, you know, he described it as the king of the eagles hated everybody else. So at least there was that reason.
I mean, oh yeah,
not in the movies though.
But he would have done what, but he did what Gandalf said.
If you'd like to comment on anything anybody said, you can email them at their name, admiral95cast.com, or go to our Facebook page, leave a comment. We get a lot more downloads every week than we have likes on Facebook, so that means there's people listening who don't like our Facebook page. So get over there and like the Facebook page.
They're non-committal.
Maybe we have listeners that don't actually have Facebook.
Maybe they like us, they're just not in like with us.
Aw, we're not asking you to like give us the little hearts on your like relationship status. It's okay.
In a relationship with Rolling Nerdy Podcast.
Although that would be cool. If you do send that, we will accept.
Larry Hawk is still liking everything we do. He even liked it when I complained about Amazon having...
I noticed that.
Thank you, Larry.
I was like, wait, is this Larry?
Yep. Larry's become a fan. We've become a fan of you, Larry.
We notice.
Because I noticed. I was like,
Senpai notices me. Yes!
Oh, and I also want to shout out to... I hope I say your name correctly. The... Rolistus podcast, who is apparently in England but recommending us to people. Thank you very much, and I'm going to listen to your podcast now.
That'd be cool.
You're recommending us to people.
Yeah,
thank
I need something to listen to while I sew. So.
Rolistus. Rolistus, is that how you say that?
Sounds good.
Anyway,
we'll go with it.
So, what we're doing today is I have three things that I really like. And let's give a quiz to the people here at the table. What are the three things that I really like? Name one of them.
Random tables.
Random stuff, not Google.
Fiasco.
Fiasco is two.
Country music?
No.
Flea market.
Nashville.
The other thing is
making money.
It's a little obscure, which is kind of like analyzing stuff, stats, and making lists. Because every time the top podcast downloads.
I never would have guessed that with how many, like, this is this week's.
Yes.
Like.
And then I'm sitting there going, it's not a competition. But if it is, I'd be winning right now.
Danny's winning right now, but it's competition.
Yep.
His episode has far more downloads than any other.
Well, that's because he's mainstream nerd.
We're all beating Kitty, though.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Mainstream.
You're mainstream nerd.
Beating.
Because you don't have you haven't run a game.
You're so
not
basic.
That kind of beating. Sorry.
No. You're like so.
Don't
basic.
Go around beating
you're
the
like,
cat, man.
She already spits a swallow. So
you can't beat the cat in public.
Raise your hand on the if it's yes to beating Kitty.
I say
the
no.
Angry nerd is always for violence.
Oh, well, the motion fails, so you don't get beat today. Sorry.
Sorry.
Thank the goodness.
So we are playing one of my three favorite things to play. Well, I don't know if it's one of my three favorites, but we're playing Fiasco. And I decided to get creative and write my own playset.
I'm really excited about this because you come up with stuff that way better than I think the things that the people kind of put together as stock stuff.
Sorry.
I think it's mostly because you have some practice at dealing with things that happen out of left field. I don't know where you've gotten that practice from, but...
It is not totally original, because if you read the Fiasco Companion book, which I do not recommend buying, by the way, it's not really worth it. But if you read the Fiasco Companion book, it says when you're to break up your own playset, look at other playsets and borrow things and change them into your own. So this is about 50-50 original and 50-50 from other playsets.
Never mind, I don't want to play now.
And I'll tell you the ones that I borrowed from to give them credit. Touring Rock Band 1. Touring Rock Band 2 and a playset called The Dirt People.
All right, now we'll I'm going to wait and see where you go with this, Mike.
Funny story with Dirt People.
Dirt People. Is that like a southern joke?
Yeah, so we had some people when I was a child who lived next door to us that we called the Dirts. They didn't have water, so they were taking the garden hose from our house. We were horrible as kids. So we just called them the Dirts. I mean, they were dirty.
Now, see, like...
Did you pee in the hose? Is that how horrible you were?
No.
But now that you mention it, that's a good idea.
Now, see, we had a neighbor that actually still lives next door to the house I grew up in. We called him Joe Dirt because for the longest time, none of us remembered his name.
It's not Dirt, it's Dirt Hay.
That's right.
Whatever.
So we're going to let Vince read the score from my playset, which I called Twang Town, which is... He'll tell you what that's about.
See, I think every time you say Twang Town, you should put that little thing that you did for the bunny rabbit. Like, bing,
bing. He hands it to me right after I put a sour gummy worm in my mouth.
Eating, that's what I'm going to call on the top.
Don't. All right, so I'm going to stall for a moment while you listen to me chew.
Well, no, you're supposed to act like it's dip in your mouth, you know.
All right, I'll just push it to the front.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, there we go.
Dude. Okay, I'm not even joking.
No, I got this. Twang Town. We are all just here to make music. It's all about the music. All it takes is a little talent and a lot of hard work to make it big, right? This is not L.A. or New York. We're all good people here. There's nothing shady going on in this town, just good people making good, wholesome music for the good old USA. God bless America. It says, look behind the scenes at people making America's music. Double dealing, backstabbing, affairs, drugs, alcohol, and other forms of misbehaving... Don't just happen in the songs.
Woo!
What's that?
Outlaw Country! Woo!
That's right. That's my girl.
Woo!
All right, movie or TV night. List some movies, TV shows, books, etc. that can be used as inspiration. So you have listed here Nashville TV show, Coal Miner's Daughter, Nashville movie, Rhinestones. Wow, just only four?
Yeah, I don't know a lot of country music movies. So.
Country music movies.
Well, you know, Johnny Cash movie. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think of movies that are actually about people making music.
Yeah.
What season of Archer is that?
oh, no.
Why do you think I've been going, I'm not country?
I don't think that
this is how you get asked. All right,
so we start off every Fiasco by rolling the dice.
I just want you guys to know that I just wrote a song for the podcast. You're welcome.
Woohoo!
You are epic. That is great.
I just wrote a song. I'm not country!
And sort them all out there.
And the sorting begins. You're Gryffindor, Slytherin.
Lots of five.
Oh, sorry, wrong sorting, my bad.
Oh. Not a whole lot of fours.
Not a lot of threes and twos.
It's a good for rolling for stats here.
No kidding.
I'm really excited about singing my song to you guys.
There's an idea for D&D stats next time.
My song is another
pooled party stats. Everybody roll a bunch of dice.
So
and then we have to go back and forth.
But you know how cool that would be, especially if you have a group of really supportive play people who are going, all right, let me go ahead and give you the... No, you need a few.
Who wants to start?
Christy.
She loves country.
You want to start?
I love country! All right,
first of all... Relationships. I'm only going to give you the relationship page.
Okay.
I printed these front and back to make it easy.
I want black.
And then You'll be second, so I'll give you 1 second.
Did it go to Joseph?
Oh, okay, give it to him then.
What?
So read off the relationships, the major category, somebody. Let Joseph do it while you're looking.
Okay.
Relationships. Familial, romantic, criminal, the music business, embarrassing, controversial.
And some country music, can't we have the first and the second be the same?
What is it?
Familial, romantic.
You guys are terrible.
Just terrible. I think Mike and Kitty need a criminal.
Alright, what number is that?
3.
Alright, give us a 3 and then.
You've been struck by.
A smooth criminal. Love that song.
Kitty and I have a criminal relationship.
I just want you to know I'm pretty smooth. So
alright, read the subheadings under criminal. That's while he's looking through his.
So we have undercover cop / tour personnel, drug dealer and best customer, former cellmates, conspirators in crime, plagiarist / victim of plagiarist, dealer in counterfeit instruments or dupe.
We've got enough fives. I'm going to go ahead and use one of those. Plagiarist, victim of plagiarist.
I do like that one.
So one of us is...
one of y'all is a plagiarist and the other one is the person you plagiarized.
My work!
Alright, so we just need the top category now. We're back to...
You're going to be really excited about this.
Let's go.
Am I going to be happy that I stole your songs? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. You want me to write some more?
No. So, Danny, of course, is playing Johnny Sausage. So, I'm wondering if it'd be fun to have a romantic interest for Johnny Sausage, a familial interest for Johnny Sausage.
You mean it's not criminal?
Well, that's kind of the obvious, so I'm thinking...
It's true.
Let's go with... let's make a romantic interest with Johnny Sausage. I don't know. Which one? Which one of you wants it?
I've had one before.
I've had one before.
All right,
with
Christy.
Johnny?
Yeah.
All right, Christy?
Okay.
So between Danny and Christy.
We have a romantic relationship.
Of some sort. There you go, if you want to look over it.
Oh, is Mike playing?
Yeah, he's doing it, but...
Oh, okay.
That gives you a chance to look over it ahead of time, so we don't have to waste time guessing.
Okay, under romance, I really like number 3. They don't like each other, but they keep having sex anyway.
Okay. And we are now out of 3s.
Oh my god, this is a relationship from the last time we were in a relationship.
Okay.
This makes so much sense.
Do you
want to
write your
Yes.
I can look.
Give me the pen. You dug it.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't go for number 4. Duet partners, and that's it, okay? That one's fun.
That was actually original. I made that one up.
I like that one, yeah.
Dolly and Kitty.
A romantic is only a 2, not a 3, so there is a 3. And we have a 3 and a 2, I'm sorry. Because romantic is 2.
Mm-hmm. 2, okay.
So there's still a 3 out there.
Well, what do we have left? Okay, we got the number 1.
You got
one.
A 5.
At least one of everything,
yes, we have
yeah.
Ones.
Number 1. Familial. Between Joseph and Vincent.
Joseph and Vincent. Whoop, whoop. Our family.
We are family. Oh, wait, that's not country. Could be a remake.
Yep.
Miss Christy.
What's under familial? Christy, read those.
Oh, I have to pick one under that.
No, I'm just not reading those.
Familial. Siblings separated at birth, bitterly divorced, blood brothers, in-laws. We were all musicians. We are all musicians. Washed up rocker and their adult child.
Wow, there's a couple of good ones in there. So for your 2, it's going to be bitterly divorced under familial.
Yay!
I've already done that one.
No, did they already give
they
you guys...
Just, they were exes in the first one. Mm-hmm. Did you ever do
no. that? Familial?
Yeah, familial.
They were exes? So you've already done that one?
Yeah, they've been exes
All
before.
Right, then we're going to go...
In-laws. Go in
no, no, we're going to go romantic here.
Oh, okay.
All right,
romance.
Mike.
Not enough romance in this town.
Okay, so who all has...
Country music is the music of love and heartbreak.
They don't have one.
Yeah, me and Joseph don't have one.
We got a romance, they got a family.
It's a family tradition.
We've read romance and family, so we know all the ones that are under those, right? Yep.
Which ones are we missing?
Most of the back
controversial.
Page. The back music page. Business and everything on the back page.
All right.
Because the front page is just too good.
I'm going to give y'all a 6 for controversial.
You got an ink pen controversial?
All right. We need the music business in here because otherwise, why the heck are we doing this? So I guess we'll have music business, Kristen.
Okay. Can doozles.
All right. So we know no embarrassing relationships.
Although that would have been fun too.
No, I like the music business being in there.
Let's see, I'll read what we missed by not having embarrassing. Mutual unsavory past. Manipulator victim. Washed up singer fan club president. Money lender and serious debtor. Parent illegitimate adult child of bitter violent rivals.
Oh, that washed up singer and fan club president sounds epic. All right.
Sound pretty good.
What are the relationships we have?
We have romance, controversial.
And music business.
And romantic.
And familial.
Is that one already?
Yes.
Okay, that one's already done.
Yep.
We don't like
so
each
music,
other,
familial, romantic, and controversial.
Friends with benefits. Well, not even friends with
enemies. No, we have a lot of hate sex.
I hate you. It's going to get late. Okay.
I just can't quit you.
How about for our romantic relationship?
Yep.
Not having sex, but everyone thinks we are.
I like it.
Wait, what?
Not having
you
sex,
guys aren't.
But everyone thinks we are.
Nice.
So we need controversial, familial, and
music business.
Where's the familiar one?
There.
Okay.
I kind
of. We have a lot of.
Fives.
Five and one, and quite a few ones.
I really think 6 for controversial is also good.
I'm going to give, under their controversial, I'm going to give them a 5. Plotting the downfall of the big star together.
All right.
You know what we're going to do.
You know what that means, though? Neither of y'all are the big star.
That means one of you in the music business probably is the big star, if we do this right.
We have a plagiarist over here.
Somebody's
stealing my songs.
Hello, Adrian.
You are kidding.
So we have
familial
and music business left, and we have every number.
Can I have a?
You should name your character Pam.
No, my name's Cheryl O'Carroll.
So I'm either going familial or music business.
Oh,
wait,
it should be Charlene.
I've got to go one of those two because you're going
to
make one.
Charlene.
Did we read the choices for the music business? Somebody read the
music business.
Songwriting partners, lead singer, and more talented backup singer. Agent and client, concert promoter / talent, guitar tech / uptight lead guitar player, musicians in the Stars band.
All right.
I'm gonna make you guys washed up rocker and their adult child.
So one of us gets to be old.
And this was an original one, and it was inspired by an actual person. Can anybody guess who it was?
I know. A lot of washed up rockers have spoiled children.
Oh, Miley Cyrus!
Steven Tyler's who was in particular because he made a country album.
Washed up rocker and
he what?
Their adult child.
Yeah.
He made a country
album.
That happened?
Yes, he
is,
did. He made a country album.
The
he was
the
country
the
dude.
Hair.
I've got to give y'all for music business the 2, which is lead singer and more talented backup singer.
I love that one.
So which one's which?
You guys have to decide.
You guys have
to
figure that out.
Figure it out.
All right, now we are on to needs, locations, and objects.
I hate that. Why do we have to? That totally like.
You're welcome.
I hate you.
And here you go. Needs, locations, and objects.
It's my turn, right?
Yes. Now you have to make a decision on need, location, or object. Now we have more decisions to make.
Too much thinking.
It hurt.
What the hell?
What?
Sick as hell. Oh my god.
Give it to somebody.
Okay, let me just read what's under sick as hell underneath objects. A sniper rifle, a minimally trained grizzly bear, Hank Williams' old flat top guitar, a revolver loaded with blanks, medical chart with very bad news, medical marijuana, a lot of medical marijuana.
Gotta give that out.
Yeah.
Let's see, who needs that?
We have no twos and only one, six, or three.
Oh, no grizzly bear? Damn it.
The last one's wild, so if you can do the top heading, we can...
And I'm the last one.
It's gotta go grizzly bear, dude. It's gotta go
as long as somebody doesn't fill it up before me.
I'm gonna make y'all an object of sick as hell.
All right,
what number is
that? It's a one.
Joseph and Vincent are object sick as hell.
Okay, so we got an object, huh?
We have so many people, we can't have more than one of each one, but we need to have no more than two of each
so,
one.
So I'm going to go backup singer.
Okay.
She wants to be more talented.
Well, no,
Trent
I keep go
Bishop. Awesome.
I keep going Outlaw Country, so the name of his backup singers are Outlaw Country.
I guess I might be the washed up rocker then.
It's okay, Dad.
Shut up, Dad. Leave me alone. You never love me. You just all as right, much as you love your music.
Let's get a location going. we got,
what are you
okay.
laughing at? Read them for us. Them.
Music City at USA, the arena, which we can't choose, wherever the hell we are today, which is what I was laughing at. Bucksnort, Tennessee.
Oh, God. Yeah, I know where that place is.
The Five Spot, East Nashville Bar, and then Nashville and Vicinity.
Wait, isn't that a hipster bar?
It is.
Yeah, of course
that's
it is.
That's why I thought it was funny.
I like how we vilified hipsters.
And the hipsters are in there, too.
You mean it's a live hipster bar?
And then there's the subcategories underneath that location is kind of killing me.
Read them.
Out front with the smokers, under a table accidentally on purpose.
What?
Bathroom with or without sex currently happening.
Okay, I think we need that one.
Alright, y'all get location in the Five Spot in East Nashville Bar.
Five Spot. That's under the five. Table, accidentally on purpose.
Alright, see, so under needs... We have headings to get out, to get even, to get a pile of money, to get famous, to get laid, to get wasted. And we can't do to get even. All right. Let me see. Oh my. All right. All right, so I'm going to give somebody to get laid. I just don't know who to give it to. Just because... No. Hold on. So let me read the categories, though. To get laid. By a groupie, right the hell now. Oh by God. A Tanya Tucker lookalike.
Oh, my God.
By your
it's
boss's
Tanya.
Wife.
Yeah, it is Tanya.
It is, yeah, right. By someone famous and get it in the tabloids. By your strange sweetheart. And number six, because who wouldn't want all this?
Okay.
I don't.
He doesn't want to do it to himself. But...
All right. So who's gonna get laid?
They don't have one. We don't have one. They don't have one.
Now right, let's go ahead and put it over here with Joseph and Christy.
All right, that's a need.
Need. Need to get laid. But not by each other necessarily. But they may both be going after the same groupie or the same
for Johnny.
Tanya Tucker lookalike or whatever.
All right. I'm looking. We have. What do we have so far? We have an object. We have one of everything, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at objects under FN Week, a Ford Fiesta, a scrapbook of Carrie Underwood's clippings, the manager's true account books. Ooh. A box of unopened certified mail from the IRS, a black and white TV with a sentimental connection, and four front row tickets to a Rockefeller concert.
Oh, God.
Hey, man, if it's
so,
the
I guess
Pentatonics,
it's...
I want to go.
Oh, come on.
The only ones who don't have a big category are you and Kitty,
yeah. Street Corner
you and I,
yeah, Street Corner
and
Symphony.
Kitty and
nothing
Danny.
Wrong with them.
I'm going to give Kitty and Danny a six WTF.
A six need?
Yep. Now a six object. WTF.
What the? Flippity dippity doo.
Language.
You want to read the choices under WTF?
Hey, is anyone going to say how Cap just said language?
So under WTF.
Yeah, sorry, that just slipped out.
We have flight rigging and a set of angel wings.
Oh, I'm so
sorry. A severed finger.
Yes.
Body of a dead prostitute.
Yes.
Which one is that?
Number three.
All right.
A box of pipe bombs.
Can I have a...
Someone else's Grammy Award. A 20-gallon tub of porn DVDs.
We don't have a six. So we can't do that last
one. That's actually not a... Well,
that's not a bad thing.
A 20-gallon tub?
I'm just thinking about how big of the tub of beads I was given, and it's like 75. I'm like, that's not really that big.
You're talking about DVDs.
Yes, it's true. But it's not like they're in like one of those like car. Each. All
right, you need to be looking.
Okay.
All right. So what category was that under?
That's what the fuck. What
probably
the fuck?
Okay. Should not have another object. So
need probably need another location.
Another location would be really good.
Locations are always good.
We need three of them. Location, location, location. Jinx, you owe me a coke.
You're so funny.
Excuse me.
Better out than in, I always say.
Who does not have a top category other than these two?
What do we have? What do we have?
I'm just reveling in the fact I can burp and not puke.
That's an exciting thing.
Isn't it?
Okay,
I do think you're setting your bar kind of low, though. I mean, there should be other things you shoot for, but that's a good place to start.
Considering the way I felt the past couple of days.
Okay. Bucksnorth, Tennessee. For who? Me and Vince, or me and you?
Me and you.
Okay. All right, under Bucksnorth, Tennessee, you have the Bucksnorth Trout Farm, a barn on fire, the bed of an F-150 pickup underwater, a dogfighting ring behind a trailer park, a 3-acre marijuana field, 111 Bucksnorth Road, guys, on the roof with a UFO beacon.
We have some fives left.
I need a list.
We're starting to get down to slim pickings at this point.
He's not that bad.
Slim Pickens, that's a great country name.
That was already taken.
That was an actor in Blazing Saddles.
It doesn't have a top category as me and Vance.
And I can give you anything, yeah?
No, one, three, option. Four, and five.
So a need or a location.
You can do an object if there's a really good one. But...
Yeah. One, three, four, and five.
But if you do another object, there's only going to be one or something.
Well, you're getting an object. You're getting the three, dude. No way. Underneath dude, no way, it is listed a district attorney's misplaced notes, a threatening email message, Garth Brooks' stolen horse trailer, a dangerously trained peregrine falcon, four fresh goat carcasses.
I like the peregrine falcon.
Barbed wire wrap baseball bat.
We don't have a six, though.
I love the Falcon. There's no end of fun that we can have with that badly trained Falcon.
The four dead goats.
That's just waiting for barbecue.
Yeah, we just grill that up. That'd be done in no time. I don't even think that'd be a scene.
No, it really wouldn't. I'm like, it's barbecue in a trailer. So
that is a lot of goat. Yeah.
We have object dude, no way.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Location, Bucksnort, object, WTF.
Guys.
And you can see what you guys
I'm
have.
I'm just really asking sick as hell. You to put number five over here because laid. It goes with my song.
What is number five under Bucksnort?
Hold on, let me find it. Number five, a 3-acre marijuana field.
just do it, okay? Just do it.
Tell a funny story about marijuana. When I was in I was at a Motley Crue concert back in the 90s, and John Corabi was headlining at that time. And they stopped at one point in the song, and he gets up there and he says, "I smell something funny out there. Blow that shit this way." And this green cloud just flows from like all parts of the concert as everyone exhales up toward him. It was kind of epic.
That's
a green cloud.
Yeah. I know that was all lighting, but still, it was just the fact that it was like this, you know, this rolling cloud of like everybody puffing out, you know, about the same time. It was cool.
That's great.
All right.
Please.
All right, Jeopardy music.
Sure. What number is that?
It's a five.
Oh.
So we have a 3-acre.
We need a real MVP, Christy.
3-acre marijuana field and
bucks. And that new tree! Woo!
So you've got these two. Which other ones? I don't want to choose one for us.
Yeah, the five spot.
And what the, and WTF.
And then, what the?
What's just a leave freak? Object.
What the what?
Weird as hell. I'll fill that one in with a wild card.
Flight rigging and a set of angel wings.
What number is that?
One.
Flight what?
Flight rigging and a set of angel wings.
I like to think of Jesus.
All right, so
singing lead for Skinnerd in a set of angel wings.
Can we have a Stonehenge backdrop? 16-foot tall Stonehenge.
Bunch of midgets.
Bunch of
dancing around.
Bunch of little people dancing around it. All right, so we got object, dude, no way.
What do you guys have? What do you guys have over there?
To get laid in the five spot over here.
All right. So, cool. I get to give us the... Mike and I have a dangerously trained peregrine falcon.
Nice.
Do you have a falcon soundbite? You know, we may need that as it rips out somebody's eyes.
These two.
Five spot
and object sick as hell.
And sick as hell, too.
And that's the one I was going to hopefully do with the wild card.
Sniper rifle is also on there.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we had the peregrine falcon and the poorly trained grizzly bear?
Oh, my God.
I need to get laid. Okay, so
isn't that just a universal need?
I'm pretty sure that's going to be Joseph.
Let's go buy a groupie right the hell now.
What number is that?
Five. All right, so both of you are trying to get laid by a groupie, but one of you is talented and the other one's famous.
Yeah, you have to choose a one. Either under...
Whatever.
It's out front with the smokers.
Out front with the smokers, but I'd really like under a table accidentally on purpose.
What number is that?
Two.
What they also want to do that. They want to do the dangerously trained grizzly bear.
Which one?
Sick as hell.
Sniper rifle.
Give us a sniper rifle. So,
okay.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
You get the sniper rifle. Nah, let me see. Sniper rifle.
So the five spot, the location.
And you can choose anything.
It's not nearly as fun as the bear, but we'll make it work, right?
I'm going to assume that you have that.
With or without sex. Because
I'm pissed off at my rockstar
phone. That is between you and Christy.
No, just between us, under the table, accidentally on purpose. That works better.
All right. Everybody decides who they are. We're going to we're not going to pause. We're going to let you listen to this part.
And you
want to hear this part.
I don't think there's anything really for us to decide, is there?
Do you want to read my song?
Are you my dad or my mom?
Okay. Under the table, accidentally.
Dad.
Yeah.
All right. Chose the name.
Trying to figure out.
All right.
Haven't gone through this exchange yet.
I am.
What do you do?
Are you? Or is that the plan? Because that could be hilarious.
I'm currently involved with plotting the downfall of the big star.
So you would probably
I'm washed up. I'm thinking about changing.
Or music, or a criminal.
You sound more like you want that fame rather than.
I'm apparently pretending to be a songwriter because I've stolen her songs.
And I'm trying.
So
my father's a famous rocker or washed up rocker. Yep. And so maybe I'm trying to make it big and you're my songwriter.
I'm
the singer, you're the songwriter.
I'm stealing all her songs.
Yeah, that's true. Plagiarism. So you're going, like, hey, this is good. Yeah, I love it. We'll try that. All right, so that makes you the plagiarist.
Yes.
Then, okay.
That doesn't mean he's the big star, but we're trying to get them to film a video in which he's flying.
How about, Bobby Bishop.
So we've got a
Bobby Bishop
rigging
that we're trying to.
Is there a Bobby Bishop?
That's how we're
going to
kill him. I mean, is there another one? Is there actually a Bobby Bishop? That sounds like someone would have that name.
It does.
Someone Google it.
I don't know.
Bobby Bishop? Is there a Bobby Bishop? Is that going to be like, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's a real name.
I hope not, because that'd be a good country.
I don't know. I mean, he could be.
He's a musical artist.
Okay. Yep.
And rock, hip hop, and rap.
Okay. Hey, we could do that country rap combo, C-rap, which is called crap.
I am Buck Ford, award-winning songwriter.
Oh, Buck Ford.
Except I don't really write anything. I just sing them.
I'm so mad at you.
I'm Trent Bishop, washed
Buck
up
Ford
rocker.
Is a real musical artist. He is a country music singer. He is actually has a Facebook page, and you might get sued.
How about
I'm Buck E. Ford.
I'm just trying to keep us safe, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, his Ford ends with an E.
Mine doesn't.
I'm saying it could. Oh, okay.
Yeah, now it does.
All right, so.
And maybe people call me great. 40 all the time.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
name is not 40. So you need a name there. You are a songwriter, and what are you doing with him?
I'm trying to.
Oh, we've got ours figured out. We're all the way good right here.
We got something really important.
We need to figure out how I became.
You want us to start explaining our relationships?
Only if everybody's done. Is everybody done?
Wait, I need a name.
Oh, God, I hate you.
What do you call
it?
It is important because it's
a washed up rapper who became a country music singer.
Rocker.
Oh, getting about others' talents. Nice. Millie Vanilli.
Okay, guys.
So you're going to be a dude, right? Because it's more funny if you're a guy. And everybody thinks we're having sex.
Especially in country music. Like, there's no way that's a bromance. There ain't no way.
No, no, he just writes some music, that's all.
If you want to be a woman, that's fine. I just think it'd be more fun if you're a guy.
Maybe I've always wanted to be a woman, Mike. Maybe this is something that we need to explore.
Oh, you're going
to
be Kitty. Don't be Kitty Wells. Kitty Tractor?
Yep.
It's her stage name.
As long as you're not Kitty Tractor Beam.
That's right. That's copyrighted.
You are a singer, songwriter.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can't do Bobby. Give me a first name. I got Bishop. I know that because you know Dad.
Could be Trent Bishop Jr., but you go by a nickname.
Tim.
Some call him
Tim. Tim Bishop.
There are them. Some who call me Tim.
Tim.
All right.
Or you know. You should go maybe like a Beatle route where, you know, Pop married or got into some, like, religious thing and, like, your name's, like...
I tried to pick a really country name.
Zappa.
That's pretty country.
Moonbase.
Yeah.
All right, well, he's thinking of his name.
Moonbase.
We'll start with Moonbase Bishop. Tell us about who you are and who the people are on either side of you, to you.
How about we start with you? That way it'll take longer to get to me and give me more
time.
Well,
she started, so just to keep it going.
Oh.
That means
you gotta hurry up.
Howdy, y'all. My name's Charlene O'Carroll. I am one of the members of Outlaw Country. Woo! Woo! We are the backup singers for Trent Bishop, who is completely and utterly railroading us and using us for all our talent.
Think Millie Vanilli. If you don't get the reference, look it up.
And who is to the other side of you?
On the other side is this no good piece of trash that I keep ending up underneath, like, tables, and I just hate him.
Or just underneath, baby.
Well, you were the one underneath last time.
You didn't seem to complain.
He is so well named.
All right, and the person that you are in the backup group of is...
Trent Brish.
Bishop.
It was a long night last night, guys. Just kind of bear with me. Trent Bishop.
Are you even awake
yet? World famous country rock star. Some say claim I'm washed up, but I'm trying to get back in the act, you know, trying to bring it all back together again like the good old days.
He's trying to get the band back together.
But some say that my backup singers do all the singing, but probably because of the album.
And who is to your left?
Oh, that's my boy Terry. He's a good kid. His mother raised him, but he's been trying to help me out and get out of this rut I'm in. So, Terry, tell him about yourself.
Actually, I'm trying to really focus on my music career, Dad. You know that. If it helps you, that'd be great too. Sure, but. Mostly I'm trying to, wait, is there some plotting going on over here? Anyway, some other people at the table might be planning some stuff. I'm trying to make it big. I got a songwriter who helps me out. He has the best stuff, man. I don't know where he gets his music. But they are some of the best lyrics ever. I am proud to have him. We are not in a relationship. That rumor's been going around. But, you know, my buddy Bucky Ford.
You know.
Whose pants were those on the floor yesterday? Then they weren't yours.
No, they were Bucky's, but you got to understand the situation. See, he had gotten really drunk.
Every time I lose my pants at Johnny's, I know what happened.
It's not like that. We don't know. It's just we were drinking, and there were some girls there, and
sure there were girls.
And they
none of their clothes there.
Yeah, they did kind of keep their clothes on, but they were playing this kind of truth or dare. Anyway, no, Bucky, you go ahead.
All right, I'm Bucky Ford. I am a singer-songwriter, and until recently, I have not had any success at all. But I have recently been on a real roll. I have written several really good songs for my good friend Terry, who I am not having sex with, by the way.
No, he's not.
And we have.
I do believe they protest too much.
That's only because people keep publishing this stuff.
We have this really cool prayer confession. We're a bit afraid to let it out of the cage.
It's a little violent.
And also, I have a friend, Kitty Tractor. She's kind of been helping me with some songs. She's not really aware she's helping me. We also own a little piece of property together. We won't talk about that right now. Go ahead, Kitty.
Hi, I'm Kitty Tractor. I'm a really great songwriter, but for some reason...
Not as good as Bucky. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I am fabulous.
But not as good as Bucky. I'm just saying. Who I am not having sex with.
I keep losing my lyrics. It's like they run away. I've never been able to keep a piece of paper for more than 3 days.
If you'd stop rolling stuff up in it and smoking it, it wouldn't be a problem.
It's a perfectly legal thing.
In California. We're not in California.
If you look at it,
Metro hadn't passed that law yet. Believe me, I'm looking at it.
Bucksnorth's not in Metro. So.
Yeah, yeah.
If we look at it in the way of business, it's a good thing.
And who is to your left over there?
This is Johnny Sausage.
Yeah, I'm Johnny Sausage. I'm an up-and-coming singer. Kitty and
bastard.
I kind of got this thing going on.
Right, bastard.
We're trying to...
You're coming over later, right?
Oh, yeah. At the same time. Well, you know what to be wearing. So, we tried to bump Trent. Trent served his time here. Trying to get him to film a music video. We got to get him to dress like an angel. We got these nice wings and some rigging. We're going to try to put him in.
Telling you that's a ridiculous idea. Dad, don't do it.
See if we can get him in there.
Don't do it. It's a
All right, let's get all the dice back to the middle of the table. And Shirley,
come on, I remember that. That's gonna be great.
You can start with the first scene.
Shirley.
I forgot how it works.
All right. Well, you want to go ahead and explain it, Mike?
Okay. Christy has the option of establishing a scene, which means she says where it is, who's there, and gives a kind of an objective that she has for the scene. And then in that case, we decide whether it goes well or poorly for her. And if it goes well, she gets a white die. If it goes poorly, she gets a black die. She can also decide to resolve the scene, which means she decides whether it goes good or well. Then we set the scene up for her. In the first act, you give the dice away.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. So right now, we just need her to tell us where the scene is, who's in it, and what she's trying to do.
I think I want to establish if I know about the plot against my boss here that's stealing my talent.
So who's involved in the scene? You and Johnny and Kitty?
Kitty, I do believe so.
Where are you meeting?
Spot under the table.
Oh. I'm not really comfortable there.
That's okay, honey.
You're sitting at the table. They're under.
Sitting at the table. We're under the table.
We could.
We don't have to be under it yet.
We could meet at my farm.
She's establishing the scene. She wants it to be at the fire spot. You're gonna have to go to the fire spot.
Okay.
No, I'm good with the farm.
I'll bet you are.
You do it at farm?
Everybody sure. Wants to go to that farm.
All right, so
everybody's go to that farm when they leave.
With a 3-acre marijuana field, which you may not have been aware of before now.
Man, okay, we can light that shit on fire.
Of
Tennessee will be
I'm in the car with you, probably. Like,
get out of the black Suburban. Holy shit!
I'm like, what?
What the? THP around here? Well, out there, but I mean.
Hey, guys. This is my muse. I like to call her Betsy. It's my farm.
How do you hide this? This does not even look like tomato plants.
You put the corn around it, okay? And, like...
Helicopters?
That kind of, like, hides it from view. But if you cover the sides of the fences in peanut butter, the dogs don't smell it. They think it's peanut butter.
I thought it was coffee that did
away.
That.
No, peanut butter's if you want them to keep chewing on it.
Whatever. Why are we here again?
You said you wanted to talk to me somewhere out of the city. It's the only place I know.
Okay, so... And you knew about this?
I ain't got time to study you, woman. What do you want? Other than, well...
Shut up, you asshole. Okay. There's been some little birds talking, and I'm not talking about that crazy bird that those two weirdos keep in a cage.
Siegfried and Roy.
Have you been listening to the propaganda?
So here it is, Chickpea. Trent over there has been getting some music from Terry, who's been getting it from his lover, who's been stealing it from Kitty.
And you know what?
And technically,
that asshole rides on my talent to begin with.
So here's what we got planned. We're trying to work back the other way. To get him, he stole this song from her called Angel Wings.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to get
it's
him.
It's called
to do...
Tractor. I wrote it and it was called Tractor. Okay?
Whatever. We got these angel wings and some rigging we're trying to get him to wear. And well, the rigging, we'll just say.
You know, it's easier just to poison his booze.
Well, this way it dies on screen and, you know. And
it's kind of final that way.
It'll get some ratings for you. Not that
oh,
I give a shit
true.
About you.
You know what it is? He has to die publicly because when he insults
you know, I can probably talk him into
music.
It.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah. So you found out about the possible plot.
Yay!
That's right. Trent,
it's not
you have to give it away. You don't know about it, so what do you
okay.
think? I know.
You have to give it away to somebody.
I think Kitty needs some good luck with everybody stealing her shit.
Thanks. Appreciate you, babe.
Jerry has tiramisu. What the hell?
I have a vital need to get laid by a groupie right the hell now.
Is there any?
Get to help you with that.
What other time is there really?
I unfortunately think this is how I might have become employed by him. I was a groupie and thought better,
couch
and then
casting?
I got stuck.
Yeah, let's do
literally.
That. Let's do that.
Couch casting.
Also, now you're trying to get her to help you get another groupie?
No. We're going to do a flashback.
Oh, flashback. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Anybody else there? Just the two of you?
A couple of band members or something, maybe. Right. I mean.
His son?
I'm going to go with no.
All right. I'm
Mama Bishop.
I'll be the drummer.
I'm the bassist. Sticks. I'm Sticks, the drummer.
I'll be the lights guy.
We can't have too many people.
Oh, need okay. a manager. To bring in the groupies.
I could be the manager.
Johnny Sausage sounds like the kind of person to do that. Yeah,
maybe I'm actually Johnny Sausage
that's
helping
you
at this point.
If you want to be
well,
that.
You got, no, you,
I got
that's
nothing.
You. You choose.
You
cool with him being okay.
That's if you want to, yeah.
That's how
that might be how
in.
I met her.
Yeah. That might be how you meet her, yeah.
Hey Johnny, what where's the fans? Come on, show's over.
Trent, you didn't do a really good job tonight. You kinda
oh, whatever. I saw them bras being raised up out there in the crowd.
Max comes by with a chick on each arm.
See hey, come on,
hey,
bring them.
The chicks love the drummers.
Everybody loves the singer. Come on.
Loves the singer, so you want me to find somebody. Let me see.
Yeah.
You
me?
You want to meet Trent?
Yes.
Come on in. Trent, this is Charlene.
Hey, Charlene, how you doing?
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Right, have a drink. Have a drink.
Okay.
I'm gonna step outside and let you two. Well, good luck.
So I've been trying to get in the music business.
There's easy ways to do that.
Not one.
We'll cut it there.
We Which apparently he doesn't get any because he got a black die, and that didn't happen.
Obviously.
Yeah, but I'm also the one that's, so. that wants to help kill him, so.
Maybe it happened later, just not then.
Yeah. Give your die away there, Trent.
Oh, that's right. I have to give this to somebody. Does it have to be somebody in the scene?
No.
Well, that's just weird, though, if they're not in the scene.
Why does Johnny always give...
I always get bad dice.
You always do, yeah.
Actually, I kept that for myself. But.
Let's see. I'm trying to make it, so I'm trying to get... kind of get something big set up. And I want a concert that's going to get a lot of attention, get a lot, I want someone who to get that. So I'm going to maybe Johnny Sasha, the promoter.
Yeah, he's a promoter singer.
All right. So I'll go to Johnny with Bucky, and we'll see what we can get. We'll see if we can get him to promote my concert. So, Johnny, thank you for meeting with us. Sure.
Y'all boys gonna have to speed it up now. Not there anything wrong with you guys being here. It's just I got a date with somebody at the five spot.
I understand. Wait, with the five, isn't that a bunch? Isn't it hipster
down,
place?
Calm down. Sorry.
Yeah, we shouldn't. I told you we shouldn't have brought that bird.
The hell did you bring that damn thing?
Well, this guy's totally cool, man.
But it's part of this. We want to get that in the scene. You know, that's kind of my thing. You know, on the album covers, I always got this falcon on my arm.
The more you guys talk, the more and more I think you're Sigmund and Freud.
Sigmund Freud. Yeah, that's the psychiatrist.
The guy with the tigers.
Oh, Siegfried and Roy. Not that I follow them or anything. I'm just, yeah, you know, I just know, I know you. Know.
Who, I know like, who there's nothing wrong with that.
None. There's anything wrong with
what
it. No.
What can I do for you, Terry?
I really just need a concert promoted. I need my break. It's time. I've been paying my dues.
Can't your dad get you your break?
Well, I mean,
you know, he's the big man in town.
I know. I try to live up to his name. I don't. I really kind of want Dad to be maybe part of it. That could be something that helps.
Well, in this
helps
town,
him come back.
You know, in this town, things don't get done for free. So, in
the
order,
bird gets out. Oh, look out! Look
at the bird. Oh, he's going! No, no, don't shoot him! Don't shoot him! Don't shoot him!
That damn
bird cost me $1,000, man.
It's shitting on my rug, man. Next time you want to have a business meeting, man, leave the damn Wild Kingdom at home.
I'm sorry. I'll take care of it.
Ethel, come and get these boys out of here.
I'm really sorry, Johnny. Can we talk again?
No.
How the fuck can't even find the bird? Nah.
Just a very sick sounding bird.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that's.
I just got shot.
I have no idea if that's the.
I missed.
No, yeah.
I was scared.
She snorted.
It's that funny.
That must have been funny.
It's that funny. All right, Dad. Here you go. Since you're struggling, I'll give you the black dye.
Bird.
All right.
All right, I'm gonna go to Kitty's. And perfect. Help her write some songs.
Are you bringing Snickers with you? Or am I keeping...
Yeah, who's Snickers?
The Falcon.
Oh, yeah. Terry is Snickers.
He goes everywhere with him. That's his nickname you give Terry, Snickers.
No, it's not. It's the bird. See, people keep publishing this stuff. It's not true.
I really see it.
Not true,
you
man.
You also watch the Big Bang Theory too much. So Wallowitz and
Cuthah Polly.
And Cuthah Polly, that relationship.
I was thinking more Batman and Robin because you know it's like there's a lot of stuff you read those comics is like no they're not gay I'm telling you
it depends on the author
yep.
It depends on
all
the
right,
author
alright Kitty I hear you got some songs you want me to look
Frank
at
Frank Miller actually went there
yeah I just wrote this song okay
alright
I don't have my guitar right now I've broken the strings
okay
I had to cut down some stuff in the field do you want to hear the song?
Oh, for him. I guess not.
Wait, no, hold on.
What are y'all voting no for?
I don't know. What are you trying to get?
I'm trying to steal a song.
Oh, yeah.
You ready? Oh, John Deere, I really love tractors. I'd like to till the field really well. I wish I knew what I planted. I really love tractors. I like to work the field, but when I don't, I always milk my cows, and if I don't, I till my fields.
Cows, not bulls, right?
Awesome, 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 Billy. Stop my phone from recording, and then I leave. Gotta go, see you later.
All right. No, we were saying down to her, but we were talking about oh, it's his scene, so we do want him to swindle her to make the story go on.
Sad.
No, they just they need.
I worked really hard.
It was good. It was good, and that's why it's going to be a hit.
It's
just
be
not
a Terry Bishop original.
Just not with your credit.
a Terry Bishop.
All right, it's your scene.
I'm so not singing this. I'm just saying. You do not want me singing on the podcast. No. No. My singing voice is worse than my talking voice.
So your dad steals it from me?
We ain't got
that's
yet.
Why I have to
oh, okay. That's maybe this is how I'm trying to help boost his career.
All right.
Get him back in.
I would like a scene to go nicely for me.
You want a
white dye? Oh, yeah, we can do that.
And then we get to choose the scene. What do we want her scene to be?
She could be meeting with me, and we're discussing that she wrote this song, and she actually recorded her telling Bucky the song. And then it's going to they find out that you've got the song.
Wait, who they? What?
I'm confused. That you've got the song now that he's claiming that Bucky wrote.
Okay.
Do you understand? She recorded him recording her sing the song as her song, and then he gave it to Terry, claiming that Bucky wrote it.
What if I installed cameras to see if anybody was getting into my
phone?
I saw him walking away.
Well, is it something that has to go well for her? So I guess it's something that she finds out that
he actually gave you a song that.
Okay, so how about
album finally came out? And she goes, "That's where my songs went."
Yeah, you can pretend to be the radio. I'll just be listening.
I'm not gonna sing it. I'm not. My voice is awful. I'm not a singer. I just play one on the radio.
Most of the country singers these days aren't either.
That's true.
What if you're just
how about she's going to you, and you're talking about someone who came in bringing his work, his song, and stuff like that, and that clues her in that this is what's going on. So she's coming and talking to you, and
about her music.
Yeah, and it dawns on you that that's a song you heard just a minute ago.
Kitty, what brings you by today? That busy ass office.
It was a different day.
Wait, why am I here? I'm sorry, I was at the field. Do you remember why I called?
Something about your music, sweetheart.
Oh, yeah. I wrote this song, but I lost it.
What was it about? What do you mean you lost? How do you lose a song that you wrote?
Well, I'm kind of forgetful, so.
It's been so easy. All
her thoughts just
Bucky.
Go up in smoke.
So what was it about?
My field and my tractor.
Wait, was it this song? And I press a button on this big reel-to-reel and it starts playing this song. This sound familiar?
My song!
Well, that ain't you singing it. That's Terry Bishop.
It's for me, though. It was for...
Well, who'd you play it for?
My mom, my meemaw, my field.
Anybody else hear this song?
Oh, that 40 man.
Bucky?
Yeah.
I should have figured that gay son of a bitch.
Bung, we would like to express that curlingnerdypodcast.com loves
the LGBT community.
And I'm not gay anyway.
It fits with the role play.
That's right.
Me too. Why did you give away your dye?
You gotta give
I'm
that away.
I'm not gone yet. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I thought that was yours.
I thought if she chose how it was supposed
to be.
She still has to give it away.
I have to give it away, right? Mm-hmm. I don't like you.
So it really doesn't do you any good.
I don't have any yet, if that matters.
He doesn't have any.
Do you?
I have
no,
black
these people over here are dirty stong stealers, and I'm sick of
dirty stong stealers.
But I ain't steal nothing from nobody.
But it doesn't have to be because you're. It doesn't have to be if you're mad at the character.
Virginia for some really hot.
I'm
chicks.
Gonna give it to Mystery Johnny.
I don't need a white die. No, give it to somebody that has a white die or no dice.
Catch.
Bam!
Hey, I caught it.
All right, so
my scene is going to be with Kitty and Bucky. We're going to confront Bucky about the theft of the song and try to convince Bucky to help us push Terry to push Trent. God, this is convoluted.
Yep.
To make a video. We're going, instead of going the shortest way, we're going the longest way possible.
Wants, then I'm
going
to help him by going to
Terry. Right.
To get Terry to...
So it's going to take place in my office. I'm going to have called you over under the premise to talk to you about...
Without the Falcon?
Without the Falcon. Yeah, you're here.
No. Are you sure the Falcon's not Snickers. We'll name the Falcon Millennium.
The Falcon's not here. And we're going to be talking about Terry...
What else would you name a Falcon?
Bishop. His songs.
Welcome, Bucky.
So, Bucky, have a seat, Bucky.
What happened to your accent?
This is my upset accent, Bucky.
She's she's not high today, so I guess this is...
She's always high.
Well, anyway, Bucky, we got a little bit of disturbing news, man. Kitty here has come to me and said you're plagiarizing her music.
What?
I know about it and you've done it.
So that,
I've heard it.
That tractor song that Terry's recorded that's making him a whole hell of a lot of money.
It is.
That's hers. Stole it from her.
Got my name on the copyright. It's legally mine.
But she's got a recording of her playing it for you.
Sure, I told her about it. I tell her about all my songs.
Remember?
Really?
Okay, do you remember? Okay, when I installed the cameras.
You tell her about. Oh, you're still bad.
You remember when I installed the cameras to watch the field because I was upset about the deer? I saw you leaving.
Talk to my lawyer and I leave. This is bad for you.
All right.
You keep it.
Yeah, take that.
Okay,
take
so
that, Trent.
It's my turn.
Yeah. We got nowhere. That way.
I'm so upset. Right. I'm so upset.
Okay, I think I am going to try and progress the Angel Wing video production. So I guess we're at your high-rise condo down on Division or something.
Yeah. I don't represent Trent Bishop.
Where Tay Swizzle used to live.
She's on Brawl, wasn't she? No, that's
no,
right.
She's
one
on
of
Division.
Division. Yeah.
I used to work right in front of her condo. I know where it was. Okay. So.
It's just the two of you?
Just two of us.
All right, your son can be there if he wants to be. Sure, you can be there. So, like, that new song you've got, I'm telling you, you need to do a video with, like, this angelic choir kind of thing, and, like, you can have, like, you know that scene from Talladega Nights where they're talking about Jesus and the angel wings?
I love that movie.
I'm telling you, Trent, sweetie, you would be awesome with angel wings.
Hey, Dad, it could be
true.
A good boost. That's kind of a good stunt to pull.
In the country
nice
music scene, always loves them a good religious icon.
You know, when I was growing up, I really did like that Led Zeppelin cover with the angel
right?
wings, you know?
And you got the figure for it, honey.
Yeah, why?
Come on, Dad.
Give a look into that, Terry.
No, I'm trying to get a big thing promoted.
I actually know somebody that can hook you up quick.
Look. No, right here.
No, right here.
Here it goes.
Oh, kill it! Kill it! Oh, my God, kill it!
A spider just dropped down into the middle of the table. Literally in the middle of the table.
No angel wings, though.
It will not drop down onto any more tables.
It will look something like this.
Christy, breathe.
It's
breathe.
Dead. It didn't make it
it's
more
gone.
Than two steps.
Okay.
It several. I watched
eight
it.
Steps.
It's still here.
I think this was yours to give to somebody.
Give it away. She had a good outcome, so she convinced him that he needs to fly like an angel.
Okay, when I'm done with that, I give a call to my homie over here.
Well, that's another scene.
I know.
So nobody can die before the twist, so let's not do the...
We're not
no,
gonna
it's
not do
just
that
a
yet.
Bad form for somebody to die before the twist.
I enjoy bad forms.
You want to hook up a little bit? Oh.
Sorry, honey. I'm not a
groupie.
I'm not a groupie. That might be a good way to
just
get
a little content. While later from the last conversation, I'm having some doubts.
No!
So I need someone to convince me, possibly with a heavy dose of weed.
So who are you talking about?
So,
Kitty?
She's buying weed from Kitty.
Kitty will be there, but all my friends are there. It's a party. It's a party after one of the performers.
Oh, Dad.
Up in my condo.
You gotta stop it with the parties.
I don't pretend to be.
Well, no, this is a good party, but...
If he was looking for weed, I know the hookup.
Hey, Terry, I got it. I'm having reservations, Terry. I don't know if this is a good idea for someone. For me, okay? Maybe it's good for a new... Somebody new.
No,
Terry, maybe you should do it. Maybe this will be your big up-and-coming.
Well, but this could be a good thing to bring you... Yeah.
Then we're gonna do something cool with the Falcon.
Come here, Millennium.
What the hell? Do you not take that thing? Everyone, you take it to shit with you?
Hey,
no, it doesn't use a toilet. Why would it bring it
to the apartment now? Totally.
Hey, nothing wrong with that bird.
It's shitting in your apartment, Trent.
But Daddy, that can
be... It's cool, though.
The angel wings is something that can
just
help you.
No,
that's you coming back to
like
life.
You.
That's
your career. I don't like you either.
But Daddy, that's your career coming back. Yeah, it'll be great.
Have another blunt.
Not another.
Yeah, let me think this
Somebody's
over.
Somebody's got to decide how the scene's going. It looks like everybody's in the scene.
Yeah. Who can that be? I have seven friends and they're all here.
I'm not in the scene. I'm just the drug dealer.
Supposed to be bringing him weed.
Yeah, you're the one in here bringing him weed.
A bad decision would be him deciding to do it, correct?
Okay.
I think that would be a good decision.
I call the Falcon back to me, and the Falcon swoops down and attacks Trent.
Millennium! Back.
Get that bird over!
How you like that fucking turkey now, huh?
Shut the fuck up, Johnny! Get out of here!
All right.
All right, scene. All right, so Dad's gonna do it then.
No, I got tabbed by a bird. I thought that was a negative outcome. I still have room. I have more reservations now.
All right. All right, so
we could establish another scene. I could
pull out the sniper rifle.
Now I'm trying to get my career going, and since I'm oblivious to all this other stuff going on. I'm going to go and talk to Charlene, because frankly, I know she's got the talent.
You want to do it, do it.
So, yeah, that'd be great. You know? But I'm going to see if I can get on board with her, get some help. So, yeah, it's us meeting at the 5 spot, because she's always there for some reason.
They have good happy hour. Leave me alone.
Is that what you call it? No, anyway, so.
I'm happy after it. What does it matter?
All right. So.
An hour. All
right. So we'll be at the 5 spot. Charlene, you want to meet here? This is all these hipsters here. It's weird.
Ain't got to worry about who hears what.
Okay. That's a good point. Charlene, honestly, I love your voice. You got the prettiest voice.
Thank you, honey.
I would love for you girls to sing with me.
You're Terry Bishop, man.
Yeah,
dude, I love your stuff, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
your old man sucks.
Oh, yeah. No. That's the country, man, that got it started.
Yeah, that angel song.
Sweetie, there's
awesome.
No way in hell your dick works with how tight your pants are. Won't you go away?
Hey.
Oh, man. Charlene. Oh. Wow. Oh.
Hey, I liked him first.
That's what we're saying.
So, honestly, I would love if you and Outlaw Country would sing for me. I know you work with Dad, but
I don't think all of us could come. But I'd be more than happy to do like a duet or something.
I was actually kind of hoping that. Yeah, that
awesome.
you could sing with me. You know, it'd be. We start off the song. I was thinking we start off the song, just me, y'all backup singers, and then you step up and join me and take over, and then we sing together.
I would love that.
All right. Very cool. I got it. Now I just need to get the damn promoter to pro. All right. Bucky?
That's how much I love you.
You gotta give the white guy.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants it?
Give it away. Tammy doesn't have one.
She
got two white.
I have one.
Mike's got one.
Charlene helped you out, yo.
Y'all like my hipster joke?
Every time you get
that
one of
those,
you
just scream
out loud. I
like country! Woo!
That was pretty good. You're passing the thing. They know what your dick works.
Oh, great.
Great.
That was awesome. I will remember that, and every time I deal with one in East Nashville, I'll be thinking that. I'll be like...
You realize we're losing all of our hipster demographic.
I don't care.
I know.
No hipsters...
As if we have a demographic
okay, so
of hipsters.
Listen, though. Hipsters
Dude, they wouldn't
don't
listen
know
to us
that
anyway.
They're hipsters, so they're like, hipster jokes. And they themselves are a hipster.
That is
they
true.
Are not.
Actually, that is true, because I was inspecting a hipster coffee joint, and he was talking bad about hipsters.
I'm so afraid I might be a hipster with how much I hate hipsters.
That is awesome,
dude.
He was. He's like, we moved because there was a bunch of hipsters down here all the time, and I'm looking at him like, you've got flannels, tight ass pants, boots, and a trucker cap with a man bun and a beard.
Oh gosh, that's like textbook hipster.
Okay, look.
Wow.
If you have a man bun, it's only okay if you're a samurai. Otherwise, no.
I was like him. I had to go out to the van. I was like, oh my God.
I can't believe it.
Can you say that again while I record this?
All right, Terry needs some more songs for his album, and I can't write crap. And Kitty is not going to tell me about her songs anymore.
Unless you get her really high.
Did you go?
Yeah, that was mine. Oh. So I got her backup, or singing a duet with me instead of backup.
I'm going to try to break in and...
And I got you.
Her apartment wife is there, and uh-oh. I need somebody to go with me. But you're probably not going to know that we're breaking in.
Yeah, I'm totally clueless.
He thinks you're really writing the songs.
So far, nobody's told me that she's the one writing the songs, because it's all gone around everywhere else except me.
So I need you to, Terry,
told
to
me
go
either.
Over to this apartment off of Charlotte. I need to pick up some stuff over there. I just
Murfreesboro Road and Festers Lane.
I need you to just hang out by the curb. We'll be right back.
Oh my God, you're the getaway car.
Is this a drug deal? You getting some more weed? You have a place
right,
for 3 acres of it.
It's not in town right now, so I need to go get it.
All right.
So he drives me there. So now I need to know, is this good or bad?
Everyone wants the cops to show up. So.
All right. Wait, no, the cops are not going to show up.
I do something to set the alarm off. And so the cops show up while I'm gone.
Why does your alarm sound
Wait,
very much
no.
like a falcon?
Okay, listen. My alarm does not call the cops. I have a 3-acre
yeah,
field.
But not in Nashville.
This is your apartment.
Oh, I have an apartment in town? Wow, yeah. I'm doing well.
Yeah, most of you got
a
little
lot
bit.
Of weed.
Then, you know. You get a slap on the wrist for what you got.
So the cops show up. You don't know what's going on. So you just gonna sit there?
Sir!
Get out of the car!
Sir, get out of the
car!
Hey, officer!
Is that Terry Bishop?
Yeah, officer!
That is!
So I come.
Terry Bishop!
Hey! Are you a fan?
I come back down the stairs while they're there.
Bucky Ford!
He writes my song!
Like, I don't know what's going on.
What are y'all doing down here,
hey,
Terry?
Hey,
Buck, wait! Wait just a second, Bucky! Don't go nowhere.
Over there. Over there.
Hey, officer, I saw some guy. I saw a guy running.
What are y'all doing down here, Terry? We heard it.
I don't know. Just coming down here.
I just came out here to tell you some guy running out the back.
Get after him.
Out the back? Back of what?
Out the back of the apartments back there.
There's no back door.
There's many ways. We're actually here to go look at Kitty. Trailer. Kitty tractor.
Track.
Her alarm went off in her,
oh,
in her apartment.
I was looking for her. She's not home, though.
Did you open the door?
No, I didn't. Some papers fall out. Oh,
what the hell is that?
I was carrying the show.
Let's take a look
what
at that.
Let's
take a look at those, Bucky. What you got?
It's songs in there.
Sergeant, I'm not too sure. I'm new, but that looked like female handwriting.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's very pretty if it's yours,
but
yeah, I'm not making any.
And have a talk about this.
What are those?
Scene, our me and Terry are going to jail.
Your popularity went up. He gets a bad die.
I don't want it.
It's your scene.
Hey, this is going to do nothing but boost record sales. Yeah. I'm just saying.
No, what's going to boost record sales is y'all having a lover's... Like tiff.
The two of us
going
in jail together.
Going
the rumors about that.
Oh, that is so making the headlines.
The rumors about that.
Prominent homosexual songwriting couple jailed.
Dude, okay, I've got this idea.
It's your scene, so what's your scene?
What's your idea?
Okay.
It's a good time to have an idea.
I didn't think sodomy was still illegal in our state.
Okay, so
no, we're not doing that. We're just friends.
It's going to be between me and Mr. Sausage. Okay?
Mr. Sausage.
Yeah, we're friends. So I have respect for you now.
Wow. That's a fight.
Johnny never had such respect from anybody.
Okay, so I'm going to write a specific song and then mail it to him. Those two. Like, to their house for when they get out of jail.
That doesn't sound like much of a scene.
I'm bad at scenes. What am I... How do I set up a scene?
Where are we?
Where are we? Yeah.
Okay, we're at my farm.
Okay.
Okay, what do you want to happen? What do you want to get out of this?
Would be a good resolution for you.
I want you to help me write a song.
You want Johnny to help you write a song.
Okay. But it's a malicious song.
A malicious song.
She's apparently not good at those.
I'm good at songs about my fields. That's about it.
Your tractor. Yeah.
Tractor's in
here. Kitty, just so you know, I'm not real comfortable being out here.
Why?
Yeah. There's 3 acres of I'm going to jail out here.
I always get the munchies whenever I come
here. Yeah.
Okay. It's really human.
So I've got this, guys, I've got this idea. I'm going to write a song about homosexuality, okay? And then I'm going to mail it to them, and they're not even going to read it before they start singing it. And they're going to sing it and record it, and they're going to publish the song, and it'll make them look terrible and gay.
The hell are you talking about, woman?
It's going to be great.
You ain't putting my name on nothing that has anything to do... No.
It'll be just me.
No, you can't write anything malicious. Hell, you can't spell malicious.
M.
Scene.
Yeah, that's a good scene. You gotta give that to somebody.
Mike just put his hand out to take it.
And Johnny.
All right, last scene for round one. So, I am going to go meet with Bucky and Terry in jail.
Oh, we haven't been bonded out?
Nope.
Ain't nobody.
His dad is rich.
It ain't got to Trent's turn yet.
His dad's kind of drunk right now.
So,
he can't show up now. They drug test him.
Yeah. Not to mention, there's probably enough reporters outside. They don't want to let y'all go.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going. What I want to do is I want to get you two, now that the cat's out of the bag.
There's no cat. There's no cat. There's no bag.
There's a falcon.
Oh, is it a bag?
There's a falcon and a bag.
Different cat. Not that cat.
No, it's a kitty, not a cat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
About helping me get Trent. And these damn angel wings.
Actually, I'm pretty pissed off at you now that I found out that you've been stealing songs. Yeah. Can't believe you lied to me.
Well, Terry, this ain't the point to talk about that. I tried to talk to Mr. Bucky about it a couple weeks ago.
I'm not talking to him at all right now.
Well, that's fine. Look, I'm here to help y'all out. I'm pretty sure I can talk Kitty into not pressing charges for stealing that. She's going to want some of her royalties,
She
of
should press charges.
She's going to get... Well, we got something
else. I don't
else.
Like charges.
We want to... We want to help your dad succeed. Because if your dad succeeds, it helps everybody. We need to get him up in these angel wings and in that video. If your dad succeeds, because this hair ain't going to do nothing but help you.
Well, I mean, my career's going to be fine. But yeah, if it helps dad, yeah.
You
going
to get us out of here?
Well, I can get Terry out. I'll work on getting you out, Buck.
No, why don't you leave him? You can leave him. You can leave him in here. That'd be fine.
You get me out, I'll help you.
All right, deal.
No,
help you with what?
Alright. There you go, Buck.
Alright, that's tilt time, right?
Oh. Yeah, break time.
Break time.
Everybody roll. I'm going to tilt them in, right?
Okay.
Okay,
roll those dice.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have any dice?
Nope.
No, I have 5.
Nobody ever gave Terry
you
dice.
That's alright.
Give him a white dice.
That's alright, I'll get dice in the next round.
Give him that white dice. Yes.
I have 1 white. She has 5 white.
I have 3 black.
7.
You have 1 white.
You have 7 white. Okay, so you two get to do the tilts.
Yep. We're winning.
Who wants to do the big category?
The big winner. Duh, she won better
the big
than
winner.
Me.
Read the...
She has to use a 6 or a 1, right?
No, you roll all the rest of the dice.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, roll everything else now?
Pretty much.
Keep yours.
You had the many black.
Roll the rest of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that's what I get to pick out of? Yep.
One, all right, so you have everything.
Two, three.
Yeah, there's only one two, so you can't do two so. Two.
A two-two would be great, though.
That's okay, only one set, because okay. Underneath two, I would like four.
So which is the major category?
Yeah.
Read the major category.
Which one are you choosing?
The major categories are, one is mayhem, two is tragedy, three is innocence, four is guilt, five is paranoia, and six is failure.
I like paranoia.
I like tragedy, because number four in a tragedy is death right on time.
So no!
Tragedy?
No, that pigeonholes us for what's going to happen.
I know.
Are you choosing tragedy?
Well, you only get to choose one of the
That's
two,
true,
okay?
I know. And then I get to choose
and
the
I
other
get
one.
To choose the other one, so you might not want to bank on
true.
That.
They had sevens.
Oh, they had sevens, both of them? Oh, I thought I was the other winner. I'm sad.
Do 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 do.
Let's go with three.
What is three?
Innocence.
Innocence. All right. And Trent gets to pick the.
All right. So under innocence, and I have an option for everything.
So wait, you said innocence is three?
Three. Yes.
Okay. So you got everything.
And I've got somebody is not so innocent after all.
Hmm?
A neighbor wanders into the situation. The wrong guy gets busted.
Hmm.
Collateral damage. Love rears its ugly head, and a well-meaning stranger intervenes.
I can think of good things with most all of those. Yeah.
That's the reason I picked it.
It's a good choice.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
I approve this message.
I just think it would be funny.
I really did. I kind of perked up a little bit when I read collateral damage. I don't know what that has to do with innocence, but...
Guess who's going to be the collateral damage here?
A person who something happens to is
all the
innocent. Oh, yeah, it would be innocent.
It's going to be me.
Yeah.
I thought love rooted ugly head between a duet would be hilarious.
and then him get jealous because he actually does want to have sex with me and we're not.
Wait.
Or love rooted
ugly head. No!
No, Johnny doesn't get that anymore.
You guys hate each other, fall in love with each other.
This happens a lot because opposites attract.
Not that much.
And you know, it ain't fiction.
Huh? You know, doing that duet, you know.
It's a natural fact, is that what you want?
Yes.
I kind of like the idea of
magnets.
Of someone is not so innocent after all. Because that kind of...
That sounds like you.
No, that's already a known.
Dude,
I think there's only one person here that's really innocent. Me,
which is...
obviously.
No.
How are
that,
you
that makes
innocent?
It sound like Carrie knew they weren't his.
Yeah, it's like you come to my house all the time to cheap and we sing songs together and you just
Alright, no, so I'm gonna take a break and we'll be back with the second act. Actually, this is the end of this episode, so you have to come back next time for the next episode.
Later.
Bye.
See
ya. Bye.